some background. This is a very, it's called, it has a name, Sabah Burek, Burek something, I forgot.
If you go to eat,
it has a particular name. No, it's Burek, I have to ask my friend. He's a Turkish kemençe player. We were giving a masterclass at somewhere in Cleveland. Yeah, in Cleveland Museum of Art. Yeah. We were there, and then because he doesn't speak English, I was with him. We were kind of both of giving masterclass on Romani music from Turkey, and he's an amazing kemane player, instrument. It's amazing, and he had a name for it because he studied. You know, I never studied Turkish music. Like, I never studied these things. Like, I always heard them, and I have very very good people who have great knowledge of these modes and stuff and how they go and stuff. So I've been very lucky in that. But he had a very specific terminology about this. Anyway, but it's going to E is very, very short.
Yeah.
It just makes the rhythm a little more upbeat. Everyone is you know. And then I use usually the same notes instead, except E. I use the same notes from D, he just. I give the E the down and go to D. Basically what happens is actually the beginning is kind of a way of how the 9/8 improvisation is done. The 9/8 improvisation is all about, in my opinion, since now I'm analyzing it, it's all about this thing. Hijaz, but going, you know, going from E, going down, and relaxing the Hijaz. Actually, basically, if you think about it, all the things are happening like that. The beginning of this is a very typical beginning that people use, a lot of people use. So you use the E to, instead of just using the normal quarter tone. The modulation is going to E and coming back to D too, so it's kind of, you know, that kind
sure,
of thing.
Yeah.
You know. Another thing that we can use when we go to E, we can use a different scale. We can use Nikris if you wish. You can use Nikris. So. Again,
yeah,
so you can use Nikris.
Oftentimes, what we do in the band, we use the Nikris going down to the C, but you're saying using the Nikris on E and then going back. That's what you
how do you use it?
Yeah, well, from D to the C,
so we're staying in the same notes. But what you're saying right now is going to E from you're staying on E, that's what
you're saying.
Going to E and playing there instead of a jazz that we normally would do usually, but you say E Nikris. Back to the jazz. That's what you're saying.
You can do any increase, yes. Usually it's just doing, this is kind of like octatonic scale in E, if you really analyze it. if I don't want to stay too long in E. If I want to stay a little longer, I would probably go with Nikris.
Yeah, okay.
The usual going to E wouldn't be Nikris. Like, if I want to go there, just bring the rhythm a little up, get busier, and come back, it would be the octatonic. Like, just use the same notes from D, Hijaz, but you're in E. The harmony is in E, kind of. Mm. The harmony could be in C major there as well. Like, depends how you can think of it. Mm. Like, I have some musicians go to, like, when I do that, they go to C major.
Oh, cool.
But I like the E, but they can, of course, you can go to C major if you want to. There, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, sure. You can do that, actually. Uh-huh. Without using the Nikris, but just the fifth. You give the fifth. So you're saying you're going to see?
Because then Chris then is perfectly goes with the jazz.
Yes, because it matches, yes. I would do that kind of modulation if I'm in C, Nikris going to D hijaz. I would usually do that kind of modulation too.
So what I'm saying from you is, like, in general, when you want to go busier, you're going up a tone.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
So you'll go from D hijaz to E, kind of Nikris, and then from where you go, temporarily go and go back to D?
Yeah, I wouldn't stay too much in D. I wouldn't stay too long there.
In E.
I wouldn't stay too long. Okay, there is another, I'm just giving you Tronic information now. Cool. Mm-hmm. There is a, for example, if you're in C, let's say, Do Ni Havent, you're in, the song is in Do Ni Havent, let's say. I would start the improvisation. Okay, this is going with my start. Anyway, I can go with this scale. You know? Go G, you know, A, B flat, B, C up, and come back. I can use this. I can use, like, this is C, right? And then I can use A flat, C sharp. On above, I can use G and B just. I can use this. Okay, and then I make my statement, of course. I go back. Right. Now, I can go, one thing that I can do, I can go to D. I can go to D, hijaz. That could be a modulation. Another thing that I can do is go to, again, do the same thing that I taught you in Ushak. Go to the fourth. So, yes.
From up, the same.
Yeah, I think that's.
But if you're in a C,
you can do that.
So if you're in C jazz or C major and you go to the fourth from up, after the fourth you go back to the C or you go to the third.
I can go to the third. Depends, like, what you want to do. Like, you can do any. You can go to back. You know, you can do whatever you want. It's up to you. It's up to you.
Yeah, that was the fourth of Nikris, you went up.
Okay. I went to F. See, the fourth, but another Nikris.
Okay, but not the...
I'm sorry, yes, yes. Not the four degree of the scale. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, guys,
thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
This is really helpful.
We did it.
This is really helpful. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Man.
I'm glad, man.
You guys sound great, man. Come to San Francisco to play.
Yeah, man, you should.
Thank you.
You.
How long are you done for?
I'm gonna stay here tomorrow. We just actually got a hotel here, very close.
Oh, cool. Let's party, man.